Christ, God of love, may the seeds of the kingdom that you have planted in our hearts continue to grow and be nourished with the water of life. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Today is the second of three consecutive Sundays of Jesus' parables from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. The parables are, again, these stories that are cast beside one another in the hopes of leading us to a truth that is more easily grasped via metaphor and simile as opposed to a straight-out explanation. Something like the kingdom of heaven, Jesus tells us, is more easily accessed through story and parable as opposed to outright explanation. Last Sunday, I diverted our attention a little bit and spoke about music and moved away from the agrarian parables and focus. But today, I'm going to invite us to stay with the soil, so to speak, and see what treasures we can glean. Jesus is saying to his disciples, to the crowds, and to us, his followers in the 21st century, a message that is hard for many of us, including myself, to assent to. Jesus is saying, when you spot something that you see as evil, and you have discerned to be evil, and that you've identified to be evil, let it alone. Let it alone. And let it continue to grow along with those things that you see as good, and those people that you see as good, and those situations that are good. Let the evil, let the weeds continue to grow and mingle alongside the wheat until the end of the age, when God's angels will gather and will separate, and God will judge. Hard for many of us who see as part of the Christian calling to resist evil, to fight evil when we see it, to take part in that kingdom work. But if we look at Jesus' parable closely, and in particular look at the word in Greek that has been translated in English as weeds, we might have a little bit more insight as to why Jesus is saying what he is saying. So the word that has been translated in English as weeds is the Greek zizania, which refers to a bearded darnel, which I had to look up. The bearded darnel is apparently a kind of rye grass that looks so similar to wheat that it is impossible to distinguish the two until the very end, when both are mature and one of them's head tilts one way and the other one's head tilts the other way, and also the fruit is different. But when they are growing, in the midst of their growing and in their life, it is impossible to tell them apart. And they are so similar to one another in appearance. Maybe some wisdom there. How often have we as human beings, in our omnipotence, ended up labeling something as evil, labeling someone as evil, who in fact, in the end, turned out to be good? And how often have we as humans looked to someone as being a model and righteous and following God's work, but in the end, that person has turned out to be not so good? History will show us the lessons of World War II and Nazi Germany, that the attempt to purify a society of all its wickedness can be one of the most horrific things as humans we can try and do. Because, as Psalm 139 tells us, and as we just chanted, God's knowledge is far too high and great for us to attain to. How is it that we can even aspire to the knowledge and the wonder of God? It is timely, I think, that today's gospel lands on a weekend that follows a week where a civilian plane was shot down over the Ukraine because it was mistaken to carry military intelligence and people. It is timely, isn't it, that this gospel lands on the weekend following a week where four Palestinian children playing soccer on a beach in Gaza were killed because they were thought to be the enemy. How often it is that we as human beings get it wrong. But we don't even have to be looking at the papers to see the truth of what Jesus is pointing to. We can look at our own lives. We can look at the workplaces where we are employed or even our families and perhaps identify that person or those people who we label as the devil, who we label as that thorn in our side, who ends up being the vehicle for our growth and transformation, that person who has lessons that we need to learn. Or perhaps in our own individual life journeys, those experiences when we look back that we would rather just forget, those experiences that were too painful, perhaps over time we learn to see them and understand them in a different light as those circumstances that actually had the seeds for our growth and transformation. And in Jungian psychology, we hear about those parts of us, those shadows, those dark shadows that we would rather put in a bag and stuff away, that actually need to be always brought to light, always be aware of, always be conscious of those things, a more holistic acceptance of what is, even the darkness in our own souls, so that we can continually be aware and ask for the grace and God's grace to continue to help transform those things as opposed to just shoving them away and excising them out. So we hear Jesus' words in the parable and we hear his words today saying, be cautious, don't be so quick to judge. Don't be so quick to trust yourself that you've spotted the evil and now it's time to take it out. Too often, we can be wrong. So what are we supposed to do in the meantime then? While we await for the creation to be birthed in its fullness and we're experiencing all these labor pains, as our epistle tells us, of the fullness of the birth of the redemption of the human race in our world. What are we to do if we are not to identify evil and get it out? We can be reminded of Jesus' response when asked, what are the greatest of the commandments? Love the Lord thy God with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And remember that parable of the Good Samaritan when we ask ourselves, who is our neighbor? We can also look to the baptismal covenant and emphasize really those last three. Preach the gospel, preach the good news by word and example. Seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself. Strive for justice and peace among all people, honoring and respecting the dignity of every human being. I don't know about you, but that's enough for me. It'll take a lifetime to try and live into those promises. I don't need to bother myself with trying to identify and root out and wage a war against evil. There's enough evil within my own soul and heart to be constantly mindful of, and to ask for the peace that passes all understanding to start within and to shine out and leave the harvesting till the end of the age. Amen.